After Hagba and Galila, when we take the Sefer Torah back, and it also applies when the Sefer Torah is brought out, so the Shulchan Aruch mentions that the people who are mechubim with the Hagba and the Galila are malab of the Sefer Torah. They accompany the Sefer Torah back to the Aron Kodesh, and then the Ramah adds that it is a mitzvah to any person which the Sefer Torah passes near him to accompany the Sefer Torah back to the Aron. And the Mishnah points out, and that's true not only on the way back to the Aron, but also when you take the Sefer Torah out to the Bima, any person who's standing there where the Sefer Torah is passing by him, the person should accompany the Sefer Torah to the Bima. The Kavakayim says that the Minig says that we don't do this. We don't have the whole Tzibur being Malava the Sefer Torah. He says the reason why that was so is because you have you're concerned about people pushing, etc., the pressure of everybody coming together and trying to cover the Sefer Torah. Therefore, we want to limit. We limit that. The person say, therefore, you have dealing with a small group where that will not be a problem. Then it's proper to follow the minhag of the Ramah says that the people who the Sefer Torah passes by them should accompany the Sefer Torah all the way to the Bima. The halakha only applies to a person who's right, the Sefer Torah is passing right next to him. A person is not required to come from the back of the shul up to the front in order to accompany the Sefer Torah. But the rows of the people which are seated, and they're standing at this point in time, where the Sefer Torah is passing right next to them within the Dalai Lamas, they should accompany the Sefer Torah to the Bima. Again, it's a covenant of the Sefer Torah. The Ramah then continues and says that you bring the young children to kiss the Sefer Torah in order to mechanech them in mezarah them in mitzvahs v'chein noigin. The person can point out it's not limited to young children; it applies to adults also. There's going to be menashek the Sefer Torah. Regards to taking the Sefer Torah around, in a larger sibuv, in order to give more people an opportunity to kiss the Sefer Torah, it is questionable. The question about it is, taking the Sefer Torah around, it's supposed to be people coming to the Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah coming to them. That's not proper. The Sefer Torah should come to them. They should come to the Sefer Torah. It's interesting that the Poskim seem to differentiate between the Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim. We mentioned there's an union of that everybody should see the Ksav. So the Sfaradim, they take the Sefer Torah open, they want to show it to everybody. There's more of a reason to be makel because of the union of then letting them see the Ksav, whereas the Sefer Torah is closed, it is more proper for the people to come to the Sefer Torah rather than the Sefer Torah going to the people. I want to touch on Bez Hashem. Tomorrow I wanted to touch on the lachos of touching the Sefer Torah barehanded. Both the lachos, Sefer Torah, Megillah, those type of things. And then I want to start going to the lachos of people which, the Ayla, the lachos of the Kriya, the actual Kriya Sefer Torah itself, by the Kore, the lachos of Kriya, mistakes which are found in his Kriya, mistakes which are found in the Sefer Torah, and so those are the tomorrow we'll talk about the lachos of touching the Sefer Torah barehanded. Have a good morning.